From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Eureka City Council announcing that City Manager Dean Lauder's on administrative leave effective immediately. Pam Powell, City Clerk, will assume the role and responsibilities of Acting City Manager. Powell was appointed to the City Clerk position in 2009 and has worked in Eureka government since 1993. And at Council's direction, Powell will continue to lead the remaining COVID-19 response and begin taking the actions necessary to move the community and the economy forward. No additional information provided at this time. Over the weekend, Humboldt Bay Fire dispatched to a reported structure fire with people trapped the 3400 block of G Street. The first arriving engine reported a single-story residential structure with heavy fire and smoke visible from the front and side of the structure. A second alarm was requested, an interior fire attack and search for victims was initiated. Fire crews also did vertical ventilation by cutting holes in the roof and protected a neighboring residence with hose lines. The fire continued to grow in size. All interior crews were removed. About the same time, the two occupants of the residence were found near the fire scene and were hurt. The fire took about 30 minutes to control. Fire crews remained on scene for 2 hours to completely put it out. Officials saying that one dog and 10 puppies did die in the fire. The cause of that fire remains under investigation, but it appears an electric space heater is involved. Well, the Yurok tribe and seven other tribal governments filing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, compelling the U.S. Treasury to release the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, funding that was allotted to 574 indigenous nations for the mitigation of COVID-19 impacts. The Coronavirus Relief Fund included $8 billion for federally recognized tribes. The legislation required the U.S. Treasury to disperse those funds no later than April 26th, but none of the money has made it to the tribes. The distribution of the CARES Act funding was held up initially due to a separate federal court case seeking to prohibit Alaska Native corporations from inclusion in the bill. On April 27th, though, a district judge ruled that the federal agency could immediately begin delivering the promised emergency relief dollars to tribes, many of which are currently suffering from disproportionate coronavirus infection and fatality rates. A significant number of people on the Yurok Reservation have underlying medical conditions, which is why the tribe rapidly implemented a series of disease transmission prevention measures after declaring an emergency on March 13th. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.